Welcome to the meeting this morning to deal with the ESCOM report following our oversight visit. The report has been circulated and the outstanding information from ESCOM did come through, giving the team further time to make sure that all the aspects were captured. I must apologize for not having my camera on.
It's amazing. It's only since Scopa was actually there that people have paid any attention to this, what they try to call a generator incident.
Yeah, and until you say call it what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just find that date.
Okay.
But you can carry on so long. We will we'll come back to that. Unit 4 not available. 21. Power. In August 2024, Ben, I think.
Yeah, that does sound, that sounds about what they told us.
2024 is is that dates generator explosion, recovery 2.4 billion rands, August 2024 back on.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, that's the date they gave. But just double check it, but my notes indicate that. All right?
That's fine. Okay.
Then we can just go to the last sentence of the second paragraph.
Okay.
The Auditor General, that part.
Okay.
Sorry, this is my inner grammar fascist coming out. I always hear my mother my entire life saying to me, you can't end a sentence on a preposition. So I just, unfortunately, just want to rephrase that. Improvement was to be seen in those areas in which the AG had raised concern. So we just take out the on at the end of the sentence.
Okay.
Sorry, that's just, it goes to my mother.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Apologize.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, you can proceed.
On the history of engagement.
Okay.
I think on this following page, actually, page 4, some of those meetings, at least one, if I remember correctly, was postponed, I think towards the beginning of this, of last year, one of those was, there was a bit of a bumpy history with the meetings with ESCOM, and I just think we should maybe just check on our minutes, which ones those were, and just to raise that, because I think it's important to show that the history of engagement with ESCOM has not been entirely smooth sailing.
Okay. Because
there was one, there were a couple where there were problems, I remember that.
There was two. There was one where we asked them to remain when we were still meeting physically, and we suspended the meeting and reconvened it in the evening. And there was one where documentation arrived late.
Yeah.
And then that meeting, yeah, paper mail arrived the evening before. So one was a physical meeting in Cape Town, and the other was an online meeting.
Okay. All right, we'll check that.
Sister Tombi, can you just pull up?
I'm doing that, Chair.
Okay, let's carry on, PK.
Okay.
Then it's 3.4. About finding out the cause of the explosion at Unit 4 in Medupi. I think also then just add in and to monitor consequence management.
Because
there was quite a bit of debate about that the nine that they were looking at, and the fact they started sort of with the ordinary employees working on the site and working their way up to management to try to determine exactly what had gone wrong there.
Okay. Yeah, there was that nine employees there. Consequence management is underway. Yeah. So, yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Oh, we've got consequence management in 3.5.
Yeah, but it was specifically about the explosion.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
That's repeated in 4.1.1. But I'm just wondering if we should say anything about the preservation, because I know there have been issues with that, and it's something they raised at the time as well. They only started preservation of that generator a couple of months after the explosion happened. Mm-hmm. Maybe the last sentence we could say something like the importance of following up with the preservation of preservation of the remnants or something like that.
I'm trying to follow you, Ms. Van Meenen.
Sorry, at the end of 4.1.1.
Yes.
An investigation into the matter was concluded, or is being concluded is probably more accurate, rather than was, because it's still ongoing.
Okay, is concluded.
And nine employees, etc., were charged. And then after that,
okay.
The committee wishes to emphasize the importance of this process being followed, as well as the preservation of items on site. Wishes to emphasize the importance of this process, meaning the consequence management.
Okay.
As well as.
Can I just come in there and help you? I think the appropriate wording would be preservation of the components of generator 4, which are needed in order to get it running again.
That's
they may not be on site. It might have been removed for repairs or something. So it's components required to get it running again.
The committee wishes to emphasize the importance of
ensuring that the components from Unit 4 that are required to get it running again are kept in safekeeping.
Sorry. My cursor is jumping here. The importance of...
You see now, you're talking to someone whose memory is 30 seconds.
Yeah, the problem is my cursor here. Sorry about that. This is why we give this report to you in advance.
Yeah, colleagues. The importance of ensuring that...
You see, this is happening again.
Just type it any old how. You can fix it later.
Ensuring that the
components from Unit 4 required in order to get the unit running again are kept in safekeeping. In due course, those who don't really see the point of this may come to understand why I'm making this point. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Great.
All right. Carry on, PK. Members will come in as and when they deem it necessary.
Yes, Chair. My hand is up, Chair.
Oh, I did explain. My apologies. I'm using another device because of the network glitches. So please just indicate. I will not be able to see all hands. So feel free to come in as and when is necessary, woman.
Yeah, no, thanks. Ben, the last sentence on 4.1.
Okay.
The construction unit comprises 6 generation units with a capacity of 400 megawatts. I think there's something wrong with the numbers.
You said 4.1?
Yeah, 4.1, the last sentence. That 400 megawatts.
I'm trying to locate 400 megawatts.
4.1 on top, not 4.1.1.
Yes, okay.
The last sentence.
Yes, 400.
Yes, it's not that. I don't think it's an accurate figure, that one. 6 units can't be 400 megawatts.
Okay, we need to double check that.
Presentation, if you can just go to it, that number does need to be changed, yes?
Yeah, because I think each unit is more than, is it 800 or 700
megawatts? Yeah, 700 roundabout.
It should be 3,000 something.
System, please just check on the presentation, the specific details. It's on presentation one on Medupi.
Noted, Chair.
Okay.
Then, 412 and 413. I think we should just elaborate a bit on those two sentences. The milling plant, if I remember correctly, was that a coal issue, a coal quality issue? I know it was previously a coal quality issue, but so I think we just need to say a bit more about the milling plant.
Okay.
As well as in the next sentence, I think we just need to expand on the tripping tube failures and steam piping failures. We can just check the notes.
Remember that coal pile in 4.1.6 is their stockpile?
Yes.
Every time I look at our coal for our fireplace, I think to myself, Lord, it's nothing like 15 million tons.
Coal pile is something as a stockpile.
Yeah.
Ben, I think
4.1.6,
the amount of the stockpile is approximated at 13 million tons, expected to rise to 14 million tons by the end of this year.
Mm.
Well, it's 13.8 million tons, Ben, approximated at 13 tons. I expect it to rise to 14 and not 40.
14. Okay.
Then Kusile, if we're talking about Kusile, located should be a, not a capital, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next line down, we said the proximity to a coal mine. I think it'd be better if we said the New Largo coal fields. Coal fields. For the needed coal, full stop. Then the next sentence that starts the former agreement entered into. I think if you look at the notes that Eskom gave us at Megawatt Park, they talk quite extensively about the history of this particular contract and transaction. I think we need to pull that in here because that's quite important. Because there were various agreements entered into and they were cancelled on different bases. And then New Largo was sold to Cerriti. So I think we need to add, that's a big issue with Kusile. It's really that and the issue of the FGDs are the two really big issues there, and I think we need to elaborate. So I think go and look at the Megawatt Park presentation, and you'll see there's quite a big section on the history of that particular transaction.
Okay.
Because that's going to be an ongoing issue that we're going to have to look at. And there's the issue of the, what's it called? The belt, that was supposed to transport and it's, yeah.
It's okay. Okay.
Yeah, the conveyor belt is mentioned down at 4.2.3. Sorry, my fox terrier is squeaking downstairs. No one's hurting him. He's just being a fox terrier.
Oh, reminds me of that one meeting we had at night and my dogs were going on and I got a message to say, feed your dogs. It's a case of deja vu. Ben,
you say
4.2.5.
Okay.
Progress in construction was considerably slow while large amounts were being spent. That's in reference to the Kusile, right?
Where are we? Kusile, yes.
Right. So I want this, but I think we need to be specific because the deadline given to us in 2019 was 2023 on Kusile. And that has now been, the board has moved that to 2024. You will recall it's the area of contention insofar as the deadlines are concerned. So okay. I think we need to make that explicit insofar as the slow progress. We would see. It's got a context. We were in 2019 when we were there. We were told that they will be done in 2023, and they've now moved that again to 2024. So just slot that in. All right, okay. Proceed.
Also, the next then on 4.2.2.
Okay.
I think that's 620 supposed to be megawatts, not MG.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Then 4.2.6, where it says there was less monitoring in Kusile. We don't want it to look like we're the problem, that we weren't monitoring. So I think say rather something along the lines of there's been less rigorous monitoring. It appears that there's been less rigorous monitoring of construction by Eskom at Kusile than was the case at Medupi. Something along those lines. Because otherwise it looks like we're saying we did less monitoring.
Yeah. In fact, maybe qualify it further saying that this has resulted in a leadership change. Remember the lady who, yes. I forget her name, she's been moved from Medupi to Kusile precisely because of that.
And remember, somebody.
Yeah, so you also noted at the meeting that they did a lot of change in the management team at Kusile. There was literally only about two people left who'd been there previously.
Yeah.
All right, this has resulted in leadership change. Well, was there anything
as well
more?
As extensive restructuring. Of the, what should we say, restructuring of the management team or something. Because literally only about two people were left from the previous visit.
Yeah. I'm so tempted to crack a joke on this one, but I won't. You keep me in trouble.
We won't ask.
All right. Ben, we'll go back. You will go back to that. Okay, that's fine. All right.
Just one more thing with Kusile. I think we do need to raise the issue of the FGDs and the fact that when the FGD stacks aren't operational, that it also results in a shutdown of generation capacity. I don't think we need to go any further than that at this point, but I think we need to draw attention to the fact that the FGD technology, which is the first in Africa, doesn't always operate as it should, and that the knock-on effect of that is the lack of, was loss of generation capacity.
Doesn't always operate
optimally.
Okay.
Resulting in the need to reduce generation. Leading to a reduction in availability. Unless someone can think of a clearer way of putting that. I just want to draw attention to the fact that what's a good idea with FGD technology has the unintended consequence of, in fact, adding to the load shedding burden, because as soon as they reach their limit, they have to start shutting down generation. So let's just, you know, put that in there.
Yeah, Ben, just to indicate that it's new technology in South Africa. They're at the top of
the continent, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, every technology which is new in SA, is that right?
Yeah.
Technology,
yeah.
Comma. Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Ben, I'm sorry to take you back.
Okay.
There to 4.2.6, if my notes are correct here, the restructuring of the management team, they called it corporate restructuring. I flagged that they, at Kusile.
All right. This resulted in leadership
corporate restructuring
of?
This is the words that they use. Okay, sorry about that.
Sorry, there was a slight break there, Chair. Can you repeat the last bit? Restructuring?
4.4, as well as extensive corporate restructuring of the management team. I'm trying to use the words they used.
Sorry, my cursor is
pretty. We have Manje Guma footnote.
No, it's my cursor. As well as extensive corporate
restructuring. Yeah.
Corporate restructuring of the management team, okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you can go back down and then you will rework that sentence on the FGD as 4.2.9.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
I think we can probably end that sentence with availability, full stop. No. If you go backwards, we don't need that unintended consequence of part, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I think we cover what we need to say with what we say there. Because we don't want to get a whole lot of sort of green activists starting to fight with us. But we parked the issue.
Reduction in availability of there we go again.
The amazing jumping cursor, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Get an apple.
I say nothing. I just sit with my apple here. When it comes to the investigations, the lifestyle audits and the criminal charges, I do remember frustration being expressed that, particularly with the criminal charges, that out of the matters that they've looked at, they only had 104 cases. Because the management team at Megawatt City was very frustrated with the fact that there seems to be this ongoing attempt to almost sabotage, to trade in spares and all kinds of irregular activities. So I think go back to your notes and just check the figures. For example, the mandatory lifestyle audits, how many still need to be done? Of the cases opened with SAPS, I remember there was a distinct conversation about frustration, but it's only 104 cases, that kind of thing. So just check those. That was a very extensive presentation we got at Megawatt Park. So I think just check on those details.
Okay. All right, on that, Ben, 104. It's 104 cases that ESCOM has reported to SAPS, and only 12 of the 104 have got elements of problems. So they've reported 104 cases, and only 12 of those cases have got some sort of movement. But this, as Honorable Fleming, just go back to your notes, but that's the numbers.
Okay, we'll tidy that up. Move to the next page.
Yeah, there's quite a lot about coal, wasn't there? Recommendation. We adequately covered all the coal issues with Priscilla, because there was an issue there with the, was it the sulfur being quite high, the result being they couldn't use the coal at other plants. I think just to recheck those notes, Ben.
Sulfur, you mentioned.
There was something about, was it the sulfur? I'll need to go and check my notes. The sulfur levels being quite high, the result being that they couldn't use the coal at other, they, for example, they couldn't use the coal at other plants. So there is, there's issues there. I'll go and check my notes as well and send an email.
Ben, just please go up back again. I'm sorry about this. To the issue of cases. There at the top, we were dealing with the issue of the cases.
Is that this page?
No. Next one. Back up. Up.
Right. There.
Okay. Let's go down a little bit.
Okay.
I'm sure we're going to factor this in. On the persons doing business with employees doing business with ESCOM, you must add in that it was 3,812 employees.
Is that 5. What?
No. Yeah, they're in investigations right there.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Add another,
right. That an investigation found that there were 3,812 employees doing business with ESCOM. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Next page.
Yeah.
5.4, I've got comment. No, 5.14.
5.14.
Further down.
Down, not up.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, okay. 39 billion.
Yeah, this is the flue gas desulfurization, no adequate experience of this. Yeah, we need to say something about, again, this is the first in Africa. And it has created issues. So particularly at 5.15, it isn't that emissions are low, it's that the permissible limits for emissions.
All right, are we on 5.14 or 5.15?
Let's move on to 5.15.
Okay, 5.15.
Yeah, permissible emissions levels at Tusile are low.
Permissible
emissions levels. Emission levels, actually, take out the S. Permissible emission levels at Tusile are low.
Okay.
Due to legislation. So then you want to say, once these levels are reached, generation has to be reduced. Full stop.
Okay.
This has the unintended consequences of lower outputs of energy.
Okay.
Because remember, it's, you know, compared to say the power station next door, their emission levels are far higher because they're an older power station. So this becomes a problem that they've built the station, but half the time they can't use to full capacity because their emission levels are so low due to the legislation of the international agreements regarding funding.
Okay. We'll have to compare this point with a previous one where it probably met those, I don't know. But we'll have to revisit that.
Oh, yes, that also is a point. At 520, I think it's 450 billion, huh? Not 45 billion.
Okay.
Let's just check that figure, but it, I know Eskom, you know, their debt is very high.
Okay.
Good, Ben?
Yes, sir.
Yes, still on 514, over and above sending people abroad to learn, I think we had also insisted that the original equipment manufacturer, every time when they come to fix, there has to be a skills transfer. Because currently, it's the original equipment manufacturer who's got monopoly of fixing this and the know-how. So we insisted that there has to be a skills transfer.
But every time the original equipment manufacturer
is called upon to fix, there has to be some sort of skills transfer.
Okay. Does that read right? Every time the manager is called upon to do repairs, there's going to be some problem. Okay, I've got that.
Yeah, can we just, I just want us to tie down on that figure on Eskom debt. Not sure why it's not appearing here. The municipal debt to Eskom, a figure of 450. I do know that Malutua Pifong 7.2 billion. Some municipalities want to work with Eskom. Okay, just tie down on that figure.
There. Yeah, it is higher than that.
Yeah.
Because I want us to pull a let's just check that figure, but I want us to pull a recommendation about debt into the recommendations as well, out of paragraph 6. Remember, Chair, as a committee, we discussed the importance of trying to coordinate all the role players in a meeting to deal with, this is going back to, I think, 2020, to deal with the issue of the payments of the debts owing to Eskom. Not much has happened there because most of the departments keep claiming it's somebody else's responsibility. But there has been some movement from COPTA in, for example, KZN. So I think we just need to include a line about... we recommend that the relevant stakeholders work together in order to reduce municipal debt.
Yeah. In fact, at the meetings there at the top, the schedule of meetings, it will reflect that we had two meetings on this, well, three, because the other one included Department of Public Works who were busy with an audit.
Yes.
And so there isn't a correlation of numbers. There, so I think that is important that we go back to that. Yeah.
Okay, I've got that. As the relevant stakeholders should work together to reduce the debt owed to Eskom, is that correct? Is that how, Mrs. Van Minen, you wish us
to
do that?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's in there, so.
Okay.
Reduce or settle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Reduce.
Yeah. To settle.
Settle the first prize, eh?
Yeah.
So we say settle.
Yeah, I'd rather be more pointed.
Yeah. Because if they reduce it by 10 rand, they will say they've reduced it.
Yeah, pretty much will, eh?
All right, Ben, go up to the colleagues. Are you fine?
I think that pretty much covers my issues.
Okay. Up to which paragraph, Chair?
No, I just want members to, if there's anything else.
Oh, okay.
Right, I think, Ben.
Yeah.
I think let's just do note. I don't know. I'm not sure we put it in the recommend. No, I don't think it's a recommendation, but I think the report must reflect what happened at, with insofar as the interaction with the board members concerned, and put there that the matter has been reported to the speaker, and that it to make a determination as to whether it should go to the powers and privileges. So I think we should leave it hanging.
Reported to speaker.
Matters with the speaker for a decision. Maybe we can just say that post the meeting, a complaint has been sent to the speaker. And there's a pending decision on that matter as to whether it will serve before the Powers and Privileges Committee or not.
Okay. Now I've lost you.
No, find me, find me. Don't lose me.
Post meeting with the board. I've lost you there, honestly.
No, don't lose me. Fine.
The thing is, I can't type at the pace of okay. Your speaking.
All right. Post meeting with the board.
Yes.
The matter has been reported. A complaint has been filed with the speaker. Of which a decision, the speaker, of which a decision is pending as to whether the matter should serve before the powers and privileges or not.
Pending.
The decision
is pending as to whether
the matter will serve before the Powers and Privileges Committee or not.
Serve for the Powers and Privileges. Post meeting with the board.
Yeah, that suffices.
For the privileges committee.
Yes.
Powers and privileges committee.
Yeah, capitalize the P there in powers and privileges.
Okay.
Ungakubhalele lokho engigcine ngakho ukuthi angina inkinga yokuyo.
Angizwanga lokho. The complaint has been filed with the speaker, which decision is pending as to whether the matter
right.
Is served for the public.
Colleagues, are there any other matters that you would like to flag so we can go to adoption with?
Just a general thing about the document is justified late. Can we just block it so that it, you know, if you see on the right hand side, it's a bit uneven. If we just change the setting, so block setting.
Oh, to justify,
yeah.
Justify
sorry,
the whole
I know,
report.
That's very school teachery. I admit that's very school teachery. But...
Okay. Now I have to fight those gaps. It's fine. I'll do it later.
All right.
Okay. Chair, you said this part. Chair, you said this part should go to form part of the conclusion. This is the last bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not a recommendation. It's a matter that's now not in our hands.
Okay. Conclusion.
You will just word it correctly along those lines.
Yes, okay. Okay.
All right, colleagues, are there any further comments?
Look, obviously from our perspective, myself and Honourable Lees, we're going to have to, you know, go to our caucus before we can confirm anything. But I think that pending the changes and pending what happens on our side, this is pretty much reflecting, I think, our viewpoints at this point.
Right. Can I get a mover, please?
I rise to move, Honourable Chairperson. Thank you, Mam.
No. Before you move, BK, go to the attendance and add Mam Tolasha's name right at the top. Sorry about that, Mam T.
How could I not have her?
Utunyiwe.
Ngiyakubona onalo common Benny uthonyiwe.
Usasixabana kangaka ndiphendi kushiye.
All right. On that note, Mam Tolasha moves. Can I get a seconder?
Can I second, Chair, Honorable Bukas?
Thank you very much, Honorable Bukas. And just note, Ben, that Adair notes it's, what's the word? School Mia Mazamban.
Provisional or need to confer?
Reserves its rights. I don't know. Is that the
word?
Yeah, that's the one. Okay.
Reserve the rights to what?
It's in the previous report, the wording. I can't remember what it is. Okay.
I'm sure they can quickly remind us.
No, it's fine. Just all right. I think we are good. All right. So, colleagues, the report is adopted and will be ATC'd, and we will endeavor to have it placed with the... There's another report that is on the ATC that is due to serve on the House. To the House. Which one is that going to? The last one?
Post office.
Post office, yes. So we are waiting for that to be to serve before the House.
Okay. Right, thank you.
What I think we should do, Chair, is to tidy up this and send it back to members before we send it for the ATC.
Fine.
Yeah. Just to make sure that everything is captured properly.
Yeah, that's perfectly in order. Colleagues, are there any other matters? So, Stombi, next week, what are we looking like?
On Tuesday, 31st, we're dealing with the presidency, reporting back on the SIU report.
That's it, okay, all right.
Wednesday, the 1st. Let me double check.
It's a very important month, June, my birthday month.
Mine too.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're getting the update by the Minister of Higher Education on issue of National Skills Fund investigation.
Okay, yeah, that is correct. Okay. That is fine. All right, colleagues, thank you very much. Are there any other matters going once, going twice? All right, colleagues, on that note, the meeting stands adjourned. And have a
good day.
Thank you very much, everyone. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.